was the very first thing you did? Well, maybe not the very first thing you did, but the second thing that you did. When you got up. Yeah, you looked in the bathroom mirror. You said to yourself, I got to get myself cleaned up this morning because I got to get to church. You jumped in the shower and you took a bath and then you brushed your teeth, combed your hair. And you carefully picked out clothes that you wanted to wear. And after you got all dressed up and you looked in the mirror to make sure that you achieved that look that you were searching for, you looked one last time before you walked into a world that could care less how you look. We wake up to a world and we try hard to make ourselves presentable. And you know, Mueller, when we think about it, it's very clear that we are more about our ourselves, and we are very, very, very specific about what we are trying to achieve in making ourselves presentable to the world. Talk back to me if you can. And then, you know, interestingly enough, it's amazing how much money we spend to make ourselves beautiful and men handsome. And in order to achieve that particular goal in life, we find that men and women don't use the same adjective to describe what they're looking for when they're trying to look, when they're looking in the mirror. You see, most women want to look to see themselves as appealing, as elegant and flawless, while most men want to see themselves buffed up, good looking, and smooth. But people, regardless of what we are striving to achieve, it's all just what I call window dressing. Come on, talk back to me now this morning. But can I tell you, God ain't concerned about your exterior. I've known some homeless men and women who have moved heaven and earth for Jesus Christ. Because your looks don't determine your value of your Christianity. In fact, let me give you some basic looks that God is concerned with about all of us. First of all, he says to us, he said, we need to look inward.
Yes.
Yeah, look at yourself from the inside. God can care less about what you see in the mirror. Yeah, he's focused on that part that the world cannot see. And our greatest sin, hear me when I tell you, is that we don't spend enough time working on what's going on in the inside of us. Yeah, we are too concerned about somebody else when we are tore up from the floor. We would spend fortune in time and in money cleaning ourselves up on the outside when the inside is where all the dirt is. That's why Paul said over in 1 Corinthians and 28, he said, but let a man examine himself. Well, let me see if I can help somebody this morning, here this morning. When you look inside yourself at all of the stuff that you've covered up, like the spirit of revenge toward your co-worker, a spirit of hatefulness that you have toward your church member that you don't like. Well, beautifully, instead of you hating them, why don't you put on a spirit of forgiveness? And while you're at it, why don't you find some flawlessness and some meekness and some loneliness while you're looking for that spirit?
All right.
How about the jealousy you feel toward somebody who may have a little bit more than you have? Instead of being envious of them, why don't you celebrate with them for the blessing that God has given them? Because you don't know what God will do. That person might turn around and bless you. We can spend days, months, years looking inward and still not root out all the sinful stuff we have in us, because most of it is covered up in denial. We justify inadequacies, hear me, by telling ourselves we ain't that bad. We go to church every Sunday. We pay our tithes. We go to Bible study and everything, and we all right. But that doesn't work with God. God said to look inward, watch this, and repent. He said we have to acknowledge all of our faults that we have and be willing to atone to make amends for all of our sins. Not only did he say for us to look inside, but he said something else. He said also, we need to look upward. Once you really see the mess that you are in, listen, God won't leave you in that sinful state. Ain't like y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Well, let me see if I can make somebody make that sense. Make that make sense. Well, that was a young man who was tormented by his own sin. And he came to a preacher and said, what can I do to find real peace? And the preacher said to him, he said, you're too late. The young man cried out, Reverend William, he said, I'm too late? You mean to tell me I'm too late to be saved? And the preacher said, no. You're too late to do anything about it. Because Jesus did everything that needed to be done 2,000 years ago. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I wish I had just one or two more witnesses here. And you, God wants you to lift your eyes unto the hills from which come your help. Because all of your help, everything that you need, every problem that you need to be solved, comes from. Once we take an honest look inward, God has already provided a solution for the mess we're in. He said, look up and let Christ turn that tainted image in the mirror into a reflection of perfection. And you know, beautiful, confession is painful. Yes, it is. But Christ is compassionate. Am I right about it? And he's always available with his grace and his mercy. And all you got to do is start looking up. I heard David say something. He said, my voice shall not hear. In the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayers unto thee. And we'll look up. We look inward through confession. We look upward for Christ's cure. But then there's one more look that God wants us to do. And I'm gonna shut it down because I don't really feel good. I'm just telling you, but I'm gonna preach anyway. God says, look outward. He said to look inward, look upward, and then look outward. Now, you look, with this outward look comes a shocker. You look inward, you've been cleansed up. You look up and you've been dressed up. But God wants you to know that it's not about you. God said to look outward. Look down Maryland Street. Look down Polk Street. Look up and down this community here in South Baton Rouge. John said it like this. Look on the fields, for they are white already for harvest. In other words, the harvest is ripe and the task is urgent. And Bueller, one of the biggest failures as Christians is that we get cleaned up and dressed up, but we don't get fired up. One of our greatest commissions is to go ye therefore and teach, right? Our duty is to spread the word, to look inward and look upward, but then we must look outward. Talk back to me if you can. And if you look outward, you wouldn't have as many empty pews in here this morning. Help me, Holy Spirit. You remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, where Paul talked about the sins of the church that was filled with puffed up glory seekers and who wouldn't to do nothing for Christ. You remember that, don't you? They spent all of their time boasting in their own perfection. And they never attempted to save nobody. Paul is warning us, the Greater Beulah Baptist Church, that a little leaven, a little yeast, a little baking powder will ferment the whole lump of dough. He's just saying that even a little